Welcome back to the Sports Line. Final few minutes of this hour here on the show. And right now we're hooking up with great sports columnist for Yahoo Sports. Dan Wetzel joins us here on the Sports Line. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. You know, it's funny. We've been talking a lot about Liberty, not only today, but certainly on Friday. The big news, Hugh Freeze, and people here are, you know, very excited about the high-profile coach that's coming to Liberty, and they're excited about what he brings and what he can do. And needless to say, you've probably got a little bit different perspective than many folks around here.
Well, maybe. I'm certainly interested in what he will do at Liberty, and it's certainly exciting and interesting, which it may not have always been how you would describe Liberty football. So you got that. You know, it's. I mean, the guy's a very good coach, and he could have been the offense coordinator at any number of SEC schools right now. He was a successful head coach at Ole Miss and at Arkansas State. So, but, you know, he's a guy that Nick Saban has a lot of respect for as a football coach. And so that obviously, when you get a guy like that to Liberty, it's like I said, it's going to be very, very interesting. I'm going to be interested to see what he's able to do at Liberty. So I think, while certainly my column is not going to be sent out in the recruiting flyers for Liberty, under no circumstance do I deny that this is a very intriguing hire and story to watch. And if I was, you know, a Liberty fan, I'd say, hey, what the heck? This is going to be pretty good. Or could be, you know, at least something's going to happen. We know that.
And Ed, Just for the record, for the folks out there who want to Google it, you mentioned the column. It's called the title. Liberty's Reason for Hiring Hugh Freeze is Laughable by Dan Wetzel at Yahoo Sports.
Dan, this hire, you mentioned the reasoning and particularly the morals and the caring about the student athletes. Is that something that you believe has changed? And if not, if we don't know yet, can change in terms of Hugh Freeze, or at least something that he can sell that it's changed to incoming football players?
No doubt. So, you know, just to be clear, for those who haven't read the column, you know, Hugh's relationship with his wife and family, not interested. Don't care. That's family business. Hugh's record with the NCAA compliance department, I don't care either. Liberty could care. They apparently don't. That's up to them. My issue with last week, it's not that Hugh Freeze couldn't get a second chance or Hugh Freeze can't be a better person or be sorry for mistakes he made in any walk of part of his life. Absolutely. My issue was the press conference when I watched. He was hailed as hailed for his relationships with players and how good he was to all those players and things like that. Undoubtedly, Hugh Freeze has had terrific relationships with some players that he has coached through the years. Every single coach has good relationships with the players for the most part. However, at the end, and I just can't believe they hailed this as a positive one. To me, it was the most glaring thing that Hugh Freeze misstepped on. The reason he is not at Ole Miss starts with when, before the 2016, in January 2016, Ole Miss knew they had gotten their notice of allegations. They knew what the allegations were against the football program. They knew who committed those allegations. They knew what they were guilty of. And yet, the school, Hugh Freeze and the athletic director there and all that, began fearful that that word would leak out and scare away the current players on the team who would, if they knew the truth, would know that they were probably going to get banned from postseason play. They were no longer going to be an 11-win team. They were going to be what they became, a 6-win team. Scare away recruits who would not going to sign with Ole Miss because the program was not strong anymore and obviously would go somewhere else. They embarked on a campaign to mislead the media by calling and being off-the-record sources saying the penalties are not going to be bad. There's nothing here. It was mostly Houston Nutt, the previous coach's issue and all that. Now, that was false. That wasn't true. They straight up lied about that in an effort to con these players and their families, the people who have chosen to play for you and chosen to believe in you and have won you football games or who want to go win. They lied and conned those people to stay at the school or sign with the school under false pretenses. It's fraudulent. And they did that because Hugh Freeze wanted to keep as much talent as possible, make it as hard for them to leave him so he could possibly weather the storm. He did the exact opposite of the right thing for players and their families and their high school coaches and everybody involved because those guys ended up getting stuck with a football program that wasn't the program they were told. And when you only have a short period of time to play football, the ability to transfer or not sign and get stuck with an Ole Miss team that they knew was going down is wrong. So his treatment of players and their families right then was terrible. Again, I don't care about the personal stuff with his wife and who he's calling while he's on the road. I don't even care about whether or not kids are getting paid. Those things don't matter to me. But straight up lying to all of your players and all of your recruits and all of their families, that to me is a big deal. Now, could Hugh Freeze never do that again? Absolutely. Of course he can. Of course he can learn from that. Of course he could be ashamed of that and say never again. But to hail his relationship with players when that's the relationship with players that really matter, not when times are good, but when the times are tough, was ridiculous by Liberty. And tells me they had no idea what they were signing, or they were just staring at it with rose-colored glasses and saying, "Oh, this guy's the greatest." He is not the greatest. He screwed those kids and their families over. So that's my take on this. Now, why he got fired is because Houston Nutt, when the story came out, said, "Hey, turns out it wasn't all me, and you slandered me. You said it was all my fault, and it wasn't." And so he said, "I want an apology. Somebody's got to apologize at Ole Miss for what you did to me." And Hugh Freeze wouldn't do it. Neither would Ole Miss. So he got a lawyer, Tom Mars. You should have him on your radio show. That'd be an interesting interview. And he went through all the documents, and he found the phone calls to the escorts. And that's what ended up getting Hugh. So it all kind of ironically ended up against Hugh Freeze. But, again, that's my issue, and I don't know anybody who could really take have a problem with that. Hopefully Hugh Freeze never does that again. But I'm not going to sit here and watch Liberty cheer about it like, "Hey, we just got the guy who's the greatest to his players. He screwed over about 100 kids."
So to clarify, and once again, we're talking with Dan Wetzel here of Yahoo Sports, who did a really interesting column on Friday of Hugh Freeze's hiring at Liberty University. And you'd have no problem with second chances. The guy was going to get another opportunity to coach, opportunity to learn from his mistakes. Your big takeaway from this press conference, though, had to do with the fact that he was being hailed as a champion of his players, and that in and of itself was problematic for you.
That's really it. Okay. I mean, you know, if you just say, "Look, he's made a lot of mistakes, but we're really excited about how he's going to go forward," no problem. I mean, the guy didn't kill anybody. I mean, it's not, there's no penalty because you never work again. His most public failure was a personal one. That's up to him and his family. I don't care. That just doesn't matter to me. It does to other people, but it doesn't to me. And certainly the NCAA stuff, like his program ran incredibly afoul with the NCAA rules. Some schools will care about that. Other schools won't. But that's up to Liberty. I'm not going to sit there and tell Liberty, he was going to get hired somewhere.
Yeah.
They want to give him a shot, and maybe he will never break another rule, or his program will be straight and narrow. Or maybe it won't, and they'll win a lot. Who knows? I don't even know what Liberty wants or doesn't. A lot of times schools hire guys who broke rules in the past, and they want them to break them in the future because it delivers victories.
Well,
this is a tough business.
What's your impression, Dan, of what Liberty wants and, you know, this hire? And obviously Ian McCall is a very high profile hire as well, where he had a bunch of baggage, putting it nicely, at Baylor. I mean, what's the outside impression of Liberty football and, you know, what they want and what they stand for?
They want to win. That's it. And that makes them just like pretty much almost every other school in the country. I mean, they want to win. You hire the Baylor AD because he has experience managing a program that never won and became really, really good. How that went down and all of the stuff around it would scare a lot of people off. Liberty saw that as a positive. Okay, now you hire Hugh Freeze. Again, a lot of people would look and say, geez, that's how you treated your players? Liberty sits there and says, hey, we love how he treated his players. They want to win. That's it. They can say a lot of things, but I hear them saying about what the actions are, they want to win. Fine. No problem. They all want to win. This is not... There's all sorts of mission statements and NCAA. They want to win. This is professional football. It just happens to be attached to colleges. So, you want to win? Hire the best guys you think can help you win. That's what they did. And that's what to me, Liberty's trying to do. So I have zero problem with that.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, at Dan Wetzel, to follow his work on Twitter as well as yahoo.com. And he has an interesting article up about Liberty and the hiring of Hugh Freeze as their new head football coach. Of all the stuff you've touched on with Hugh and how he conducted himself at Ole Miss, how out of line is that, or is that just completely in line with basically how that entire SEC has operated and his efforts to try to build a winning program there?
So I would say probably a lot of coaches would have done that. Maybe not all, but a lot. I think some wouldn't. Certainly in the history, the orchestrated media campaign to fool, to deceive people is rare. We've not seen that on this level. Are they necessarily going to be completely forthcoming when walking into a recruit's home and say, hey, look, here's the situation where, you know, we may get hit by NCAA sanctions, but look at all the other positive reasons to go to Ole Miss? You know, some coaches will do that. But the level that Ole Miss took it in an effort to prolong the possibility of players transferring, the longer they're on campus, the harder it is to transfer. If that thing could have extended through the summer or something like that, more kids are stuck. And then to sign that recruiting class, because once you're signed, it took lawsuits for the guys to be able to transfer out. And even after they got caught doing all this, they still fought to make these kids stick. They had to get lawyers and they had to fight just because they had been lied to and didn't make a decision at the time. So whether it's rare or not, whether he's the only one who would have acted in this base manner doesn't mean it shouldn't be called out, I don't think. Again, I don't care about the personal stuff between his family. I don't care about the NCAA rules. But this was some, you know, really deceptive, purposely. This wasn't a slip of the tongue. Wasn't a one-time mistake. This was months of a campaign, months and months of trying to hold people and not being truthful. And these are not just random people. This is an NCAA investigator. This is your players. These are the families you went and talked to. So to praise that, to not acknowledge that, I hope he is the best guy you possibly can be. I hope he's the best to future players and families, because college football is tough, and kids and families deserve the honesty of a coach. And hopefully he's all that. But let's not praise his track record on this, because it's not good.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. Dan, we got about 30 seconds left. How do you think this winds up working out in the long run for Liberty and you?
Well, I'm not a very good predictor. I don't live in Vegas. If I if I could, I would be living in Vegas or any other state now, I guess. I would say he's probably going to do better than average. Usually these types of things don't. You know, he's not going 12-0 and you're in the ACC in 5 years. So that's the dream. The offense is going to be exciting, though. I think he will probably win a little bit more than maybe your average Liberty coach would have done. And so I think there's certainly a lot of potential in the hire on the field. But sometimes you get excited. You go, oh, my God, we got Hugh Freeze. Well, part of the reason he won was because he's Ole Miss. It's not Ole Miss. It's Liberty. So you got to temper your enthusiasm. But like I said at the beginning of this, it's certainly going to be interesting, and that is not always what you're thinking about when you're thinking about Liberty University Flame football.
Dan, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me on.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. We're out of here. That's going to do it for today's show. Back tomorrow at 5. See you then.